Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. We last spoke with writer and producer Alice Austin and filmmaker Kirill Mihanovsky in 2014 when they were just beginning their Kickstarter campaign for the Milwaukee-inspired and made feature film, Give Me Liberty.
The film is a day-in-the-life story that follows Vic, a young Russian-American who drives a handicapped transport van in the city and shares an apartment with his grandfather. Austin and Mihanovsky wanted their dark comedy to be raw, authentic, and reflective of Milwaukee, as well as a meditation on the American dream. And the film itself has become a realization of another dream. It's playing at the Sundance Film Festival throughout this weekend.
Austin and Mihanovsky joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski in the studio before they left for Sundance to talk about Give Me Liberty and how they hope it will be a catalyst for more filmmaking in Milwaukee. Mihanovsky starts by explaining why they refused to make the film in any other city.
Well, from the get-go, we wanted to make not just a movie, but also a world-class movie that could compete with the bigger films out there, because the competition is pretty fierce. There are thousands of films, especially today with the technology. And to make something that is truly outstanding and gets picked up for distribution, it's not easy. And especially in Milwaukee, because there's no industry, film industry. It's a wonderful city. It's a wonderful town. It's growing. It's expanding.
And that's shifting. I mean, that's beginning to shift with No Studios and the work Jonathan Jackson has done through Milwaukee Film, and they've been great supporters of what we're doing. But it still is like a hurdle. I think we were unwilling to lower our understanding of where the film could be. And you know, that required just a great deal of tenacity on both of our parts.
It's a part of our ethos, and it has very little to do with perfectionism per se. It's really not willing to do anything below our standards.
One of the things that the film reveals is this craft, like this understanding of, because a lot of people go out and they shoot movies, and it's really easy now. You know, it's digital. You can just go out and make a movie. And there is a certain craft that is lost, and it's a craft that's a little more alive in Europe. I think it was really gratifying in the last couple of weeks to see the film embraced so profoundly by some Europeans who really know cinema and see that they recognized it as, you know, as cinema. It was really, really exciting.
We wrote this script rather fast, and it almost immediately got amazing response. With the first iteration was an 8-day plot involving probably close to 100 of characters. People loved it. The reaction was amazing. And it was inspired by Milwaukee, made for Milwaukee as the main character. There were a lot of attempts to take it anywhere else. We stuck to our guns. And 2 years, I believe, into the process, we began to feel a little bit foolish because we still were not able to make the film because very few people believed in Milwaukee as a place to make a great movie. And obviously not a lot of funding is available really in Milwaukee, aside from the wonderful Brico Foundation grant that we received from the Milwaukee Film Organization.
Well, and there were some people who along the way helped us and supported us.
Right, exactly. You know, no. Absolutely. Yeah. There's a number of people with great vision for the city through cinema because we believe that cultural life can be boosted through the budding film industry in the city. It's obviously a long-term process. It can take a little time, but we always saw ourselves and the film as a catalyst.
We had this big, incredible script, and people were kind of having trouble hooking into it, and part of it was, what's Milwaukee? What is Milwaukee really?
Nobody has
And all of a sudden, we made it into a 24-hour timeline, and it just landed. It clicked with everyone. So we had very, very well-known actors reaching out to be in the movie. It became very funny. You know, the process became very funny because we had started with this whole idea of authenticity. And we could easily have been swept up in this notion that we really had to cast a very well-known British actor as a young Russian-born 25-year-old immigrant with a Russian family. And I think that was a really close call for the project, because we were working with partners who really wanted a very circumscribed film. They wanted it to be sort of very square. There's a French word, it's carré, which is really a great word for what they were trying to do with it. And we were getting notes that we're not pushing it in the right direction creatively. And Kirill, as a director, is, you know, he takes the script and then he is on set, and there's a great deal of freedom that has to be there. And I understood that. And I understood that freedom is partly this energy and this capacity to live in the moment and really capture things on film. And that as his creative partner, that was something I really needed to support and we really had to do.
Do you think that Kickstarter, because so many projects, I mean, with the advent of tech that everyone is accessible to for films, Kickstarter is a very common way to make a project happen. Do you also think that Kickstarter is right now the best way to make a film more authentic?
No. I mean, for us, Kickstarter was a way of just getting going, and it was wonderful.
Getting the word out.
It helped a lot, and it gave us some seed money, and it was...
To run the operation.
Yeah.
To be able to travel and pitch the film, and we were incredibly thrifty with that amount and very responsible, and I believe actually most of it actually went into our small-budget film.
Yeah. But, yeah. You know, I think the reality is that film financing is difficult anywhere. Independent film financing is difficult. I'm really hopeful because I think there's movement in Milwaukee that film will be seen as a viable enterprise here because, you know, as the city's trying to expand different kinds of businesses and attract different kinds of businesses. Because it is, you know, it is a money-making endeavor. A lot of people do make money in film. Independent films ultimately in the States have to be financed. And we ended up, you know, financing the film primarily outside of the city, outside of Milwaukee. We were actually, because we made this decision to make the movie. And we didn't have all of our financing in place, which is normally never how I would do something.
We basically looked at each other in October of 2017, and there was an option of not making the film, theoretically speaking, because that's where we were. We were left high and dry. And we understood one critical thing, that if we didn't make the film, we would be ashamed of ourselves for the rest of our lives. We would not be able to look in the eyes of those who had trusted us with their money, including Kickstarter. We would be clearly ashamed to look in the eyes of those who stalled, who basically put their lives on hold for us. So whenever it comes to the, are you happy with the fact that you made this film or it's recognized by Sundance, et cetera, first and foremost, we're joyful because we're able to deliver on the promise to make this film. And finally, you know, when people found out that we made it, that we came through with the movie, that it's recognized, I think a lot of people whose lives were not dependent on it were relieved. They were relieved not to be disappointed in us. And that is an amazing feeling.
Well, the other thing that happened is we brought this cast together, and it's a completely improbable cast.
Right.
So we found these people, all of whom are profoundly charismatic. And the most remarkable thing is they bonded and had the relationships in real life that they have in the movie.
Well, have that relationship built and to have so much weighed on, well, not simple act of completing the film, but having the decision, we need to make this. And as you said, coming through on that promise for people outside of Sundance, outside of everything that's happened. But now that the screening at Sundance is coming up, are you nervous about what that effect is?
I'm only nervous about one thing, because we got back from Paris and landed, and I had an urgent email from Sundance in my inbox that said, hey, we can't read your CRU drive. And I, you know, I was, of course, like panicked immediately, and we, you know, scrambled, and they do have CRU drives they can read. But so the only thing is really that I'm nervous about at this point is when that mounts on the screen and it's all working, we're good.
Yeah. What do you anticipate audience reaction? And then also there's a lot of stories of things that screen at Sundance and then all of a sudden their production companies, the directors, everything highlighted. So are you expecting that? Are you prepared for that? Or what is your hope with this experience of getting this film screened for a wider audience after so much trouble to simply remain and stick to your guns and to just finish the project in the first place?
Making a movie is the hardest thing, you know, on earth, but actually getting it
to be seen,
you know, in its perfect iteration, to be screened. Actually, the hardest thing about making a movie is getting the tickets to its premiere by the people who made it.
Because
Alice just spent about a month and a half of her life just kind of just wasted making sure everybody got a ticket. But I don't know about Alice. I'm not nervous at all. I think it's what's really important is we would like it to be screened perfectly, just the sound and the picture, for people to just, you know, relish, enjoy it, and ideally connect with it, you know, connect with it on a human level. Because truly what Alice was describing earlier, I have my own definition of what happened, really, that after you generate so much energy and after so many false starts and you end up being in this position when you have to run for your life and make the movie no matter what, and it becomes just larger than life. It becomes that nonstop to be or not to be, give me liberty or give me death kind of situation. And we ran with it and we tried to make that movie and we tried to create this reality, recreate it and capture it. And these two waves of the reality resisting and us fighting for it, they clashed and they really gave birth to this amazing energy that miraculously got captured on film. So there is two aspects to it. There's the production aspect of it and there's metaphysical aspect to it. And I think that people who are open to this, the metaphysical side of this experience, will feel it and will laugh and will cry. We made this film for people to see, not just for our relatives, mm-hmm. and not for intellectuals, not for classrooms. We want as many people, want it to be seen by as many people as possible over the world. We want world distribution for this film. We want it to come to Milwaukee through another door as a film distributed in Milwaukee by a reputable company, and we have a great chance of having that happen. So our hopes are that the film gets picked up at Sundance. And what happened with the film, the reason people in France, in Russia, in where else? I mean, in other places can connect with it, it's a great sign. Why? Because they can relate to the local problems in Milwaukee. They can relate to the humanity that we captured. And
To the struggles. I agree with all that. I think the only thing I would add is that we did not set out to write anything political. We wrote this story, and the story is based on the city of Milwaukee, these characters in it, some experiences Kirill had when he first came here and actually drove Transit Express. But ultimately, the film is political insofar as it brings people together in a very divisive time. And it's about our common humanity.
Inadvertently
and in a really magical, beautiful way and powerful way. And we've seen now people from all backgrounds, all cultures respond to that. And it's very timely and I suppose arguably more timely now than it would have been when we first.
Yeah,
exactly. It hit the zeitgeist and but I think it's something. I think another thing you talk about a lot is we really hope people will see it again and again, that it's the kind of thing that you need to watch and rewatch.
Which brings me to the topic of how it was made. It was made exactly in the spirit of how it is, because a few years ago, we didn't have money to rent space for auditions. We were driving through the website, and we were looking for spaces, and someone indicated the Wisconsin African-American Women's Center. We walked in and introduced ourselves to Josephine Hill, and she was absolutely puzzled by us. You know, who are these people? What are they doing in this area, this part of town, and what do they want from me? We explained what we wanted, what we needed, and she allowed us for the next 3 years to use the Wisconsin African American Women's Center for casting.
As a base.
Also as a base during the production, as a holding base. Free, absolutely. She never asked for a penny from us. And every time I would call her, yes, my dear, of course. And she was like, okay, well, you go make that movie. Mm-hmm. And every time she would see us day in, day out, for 3 years, she never asked for a penny. And it's one of the,
we've since been able to give her.
Actually, there's something a little more coming. But this is exactly the spirit of what we care.
Well, Josephine is one of the great unsung heroes in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. She does tremendous real work on the West Side for kids, for adults, for single parents, for, you know, college-bound young people. I mean, she's a remarkable person. And the Wisconsin African American Women's Center
completely
is
overlooked place.
Totally under the radar place. And, you know, people talk a lot about the segregation in Milwaukee. We all know the problems in Milwaukee. And you know, part of this process for us was just ignoring that and not being part of that. And we had a tremendous group of people from the West Side supporting the film and working on it and who are in it on camera, who are behind the scenes. And that was another important piece for us. So,
yeah, well, I definitely look forward to seeing what happens at Sundance and then hopefully it coming back around here so that we here in Milwaukee can see this film
Great.
As well. Thank you
Absolutely.
So much for coming in and talking about Give Me
Thank
Liberty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alice Austin is the writer and lead producer of the new film Give Me Liberty. Kirill Mikhanovsky is the film's director, co-writer, and editor. The film opened at the Sundance Film Festival yesterday, and it'll continue to play at the festival throughout the weekend. You can find out more about it at wuwm.com.